Welcome to Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead here again to have another conversation with you about some of the stories that matter. Folks, happy Indigenous Peoples Day. It is that time of the year when we have to wrestle with the lies our teacher told us. Where we were taught, which is a lie, that Christopher Columbus, in 1492, he sailed the ocean blue and he discovered this uninhabited land called America. And therefore, we need to lift him up. We need to bow down at his feet. We need to lift statues in his honor. We need to recognize that if it wasn't for Christopher Columbus, we would not have been brought to this country as enslaved men, women, and children. And we know that is a lie. Christopher Columbus, by all accounts, let's be very clear, was a racist. He was a rapist. He was a murderer. And he had a very poor sense of direction because he got lost on his way. He was not lifted up as a hero back in his home country. But for some reason, Christopher Columbus, who isn't even an essential part of the American history story, is lifted up as a hero. Maybe we're at a point where that particular lie is on its way out. Lies our teachers taught us. And we're going to be delving into those lies on the show. That's going to be a new series here on Today with Dr. K. We're exposing the lies that teachers are teaching and have taught young people. I learned in 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I remember having Columbus Day off. I remember having a lot of questions about Christopher Columbus. And I remember asking my dad, how can he be cited for discovering a land and there were already people living there? I had big questions, a lot of questions. Because when I go back in my family, when I go back to my Nana, and I go back to her mother, and her mother's father was a part of the Navajo tribe. And she used to talk about, you can't discover something that's not lost. You can't discover something and there are people who are already living there. Like roll up in your house and say, I've discovered this place. It now belongs to me. But that is exactly what happened in this case when America became America. You know, when the Europeans came into this country and they decided that this country was going to belong to them and they proceeded to stalk, to kill, to try and imprison the people that were indigenous to this land. So when we talk about Indigenous Peoples Day, we're not just talking about recognizing that we are on land that belonged and still belongs to other people. But it's also about this notion of land back, giving the land back, paying reparations, having a day of reckoning when it comes to the indigenous community. I believe that the struggles around the Indigenous Peoples Day is struggles that we should be having as Black folks in our community as well. Because why? These struggles are all connected. These are our struggles as well. It's all connected. So this federal holiday, which is supposed to be dedicated to two communities, and I don't even understand this. I don't understand how they are now saying it's Christopher Columbus slash Indigenous Peoples Day. I mean, that's like trying to celebrate the Jewish community and we want to talk about Adolf Hitler. No. We don't talk about them on the same day. You can't have Juneteenth and also have the Confederate flag ceremony at the same time. You just can't have both of those things operating in the same space. This ongoing divide between those who view Columbus as an explorer, as a representative of Italian-American history, and those of us who understand that Christopher Columbus represents the worst of what we have to offer in this country. And we really need to start talking about racial equity and taking a hard and long and serious look at his legacy. We're saying these two things cannot exist in the same space. Last Friday, President Joe Biden, who on his best days, I am celebrating him. On his most challenged days, I want to push him even harder because believe me, I haven't forgotten his promise around reparations. I haven't forgotten his promise around getting rid of student loan debt. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm keeping my scorecard going. He's getting things accomplished. There's still a couple more things he needs to bring to the table and pay off the piper for. But on Friday, he issued the first presidential proclamation of Indigenous Peoples Day. Think about that. Even our forever president, as some folks like to call him, our forever president, even he never did this. President Joe Biden issued a presidential proclamation for Indigenous Peoples Day. It was the most significant boost yet in the efforts to refocus the federal holiday, which currently celebrates Christopher Columbus, and turn it back to the people that were forever changed by colonialism. It is something that is only a first step. I mean, we start talking about trying to end a formal holiday in Columbus's name. Be clear, he is the only person who's not a part of the American history story who has a day named after him. We have to fight through the feeling that people have about Christopher Columbus. Now, I don't know if that feeling is within the African-American community, Justina. I don't know. I do think that there's a strong feeling within the Italian-American community that Christopher Columbus belongs to them. Anybody else remember how when they brought down the Christopher Columbus statue downtown, then they take his head off? They took the head off the statue, end up in the water and all this. And they said that members of the Italian-American community paid the money to get his statue out the water. I don't know where it was hauled off to, but it was taken somewhere so they could preserve the statue of their leader, one of their heroes. Columbus's arrival to this country, which never happened, but the way we're taught is that his arrival began centuries of exploration and colonization by European nations. And what it bought, people like, you know, it bought trade and it bought love and it bought community and it bought worlds together. Like, you come to the table, Europeans are at the table and Africans are at the table and Indigenous people are at the table and everyone's coming together. And that is not what it bought. European colonialism, European exploration bought violence, disease, and other suffering to Native people already living in the Western Hemisphere. That's what came. They dragged the diseases with them. They had come out of there. Think about, you know, the Black Plague. Think about what was happening to the immune system. They dragged those diseases with them. They dragged violence with them. When you start talking about manifest destiny, go west as far as you can, young man, which means kill anybody that's in the way. If you look at all this tension, this tension is not new. The debates over monuments and statues of Columbus, this Italian explorer, has been going on for quite a while, since the 1990s, in fact, that people have been fighting a long time to try to either get these statues down or get them covered up. And there was always a push against that. And we're at a point now where we're calling it, we, as in the greater community, we're calling it a moment of racial reckoning. What's going to happen is that as we are pushing forward, we're starting to see the reckoning take place. In Lincoln, Nebraska, they're going to unveil a statue honoring the first Native American physician, Dr. Susan LaFleche Picote. That's something that's happening, that there are a lot of activists who are organizing and fighting today because they want to have an outright end to the holiday in Columbus's name at all levels of government. End it. It is patently absurd to honor indigenous people and the man who tortured and murdered their ancestors. You cannot have both of those things existing in the same place. And what you're doing is you are confusing children who are still being led to believe that Christopher Columbus in 1492 sailed the ocean blue and he's a hero for discovering this land. That's the lie that we have to push back against. I want to open it up. Where do you stand on this? Where do you stand? Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day? It should be once and for all. We should not have both of these occupying the same space. Let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk about it. 410-319-8888. I have John on the phone ready to go. John, how are you? John, are you with us?
Sam, do you have me?
I do. Thanks for calling.
Yes. I have probably a different point of view.
Okay.
In regards to Christopher Columbus and what they say about him, I think you need to put that in context of where he's from. He discovered America, the northern, the hemisphere, based on what Western Europeans knew. Western Europeans thought the earth was flat. So he did discover America from Western Europeans' point of view. And you need to look at what happened with that. He discovered in the whole United States, Canada, a large part of Mexico became Western European in concept. They killed off a lot of people. They destroyed the natural resources, but they were... He discovered America for them. And you look at the same concept when you look at Africa. You know, they discovered the Nile and, interior Africa. Australia, they discovered that. And they killed off the indigenous people in order to conquer the land. And history is written by who conquers. And they did that. So we need to, don't concentrate on what Christopher Columbus say that they did. That's the Western European point of view, and you're fighting a losing battle when you talk about that. We need to glorify and tell the truth as we're trying to tell the truth about slavery in America. People are not willing to listen to that because they consider they won. They write the history, and when they look at anything that we take from Western European in regards to literature, history, and things of that nature, it is written on their point of view. And all we can do is glorify, celebrate our point of view and quit letting them put that into their way of thinking. We fight for our point of view. But, if the Italians want to praise Christopher Columbus, he did discover America for them.
Okay, so I think, thank you so much. I appreciate you, John, for just putting that out. Folks, okay, so why don't we use this as an opportunity to separate fact from fiction? I think that part of uncovering the lies our teachers taught us is to make the commitment to tell the truth. It's not that Christopher Columbus discovered America, for the people that follow him. No, we don't give people credit for things they did not do. Christopher Columbus did not discover North America. He was the first European to sight the Bahamas. And even he didn't do it. Somebody on his crew did it. He took credit for it. When he got off, he called everyone he met Indians because he thought he had reached the Indies. He's wrong. On his subsequent voyages, he went farther south to Central and South America. He went to the area that's now split into Haiti and Dominican Republic. Let's be very clear. He didn't even get close to where we are now. Christopher Columbus and the work that he did by opening up these areas, trying to say he discovered places that were already populated. That's the lie that we're trying to get to. That's the lie that we're trying to expose. That's the lie that we have to push back against. Christopher Columbus' legacy, he died in 1506. He still believed when he died that he had found a new route to the East Indies. His legacy is complicated. The way he saw it and the way it happened are two different things. What do you think? 410-319-8888. How should Christopher Columbus be remembered? Christopher Columbus versus Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm thinking we should celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm going to ask Justina if she can pull up President Biden making this proclamation about Indigenous Peoples Day, because I'd like to hear the president talk about this. In New York City, the annual Columbus Day parade returned this year. It was gone last year because of COVID-19. It is back. I mean, some people are saying this is the world's largest Columbus Day celebration. They're still going forward with it. People are upset because schools have changed the designation to Italian Heritage Day / Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm like, come on. What we really should be doing is when we are talking about fighting to change the lies we've been taught is we need to be honest about this. How do we go to Italian Heritage Day / Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day? How about just taking all that down and just designating it as Indigenous Peoples Day? That's where we need to come. That's the work that needs to happen when we're talking about the lies our teachers taught us. 410-319-8888. I have Michael on the line, then I'll go to Dr. Abdullah. Michael, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm an educator in Maryland.
Thank you for calling.
I teach our students the truth, the facts. That I have that what I do, I'm not going to go into too much, and I can't do all history in about 3 minutes, or maybe 2 minutes. But I teach them about the entire thing about Pangea and the Christopher Columbus and how the continents broke up over 4.6 billion years, how humans have existed for the last 10,000 years. So I have them go back and look at the Aboriginal people, the Aborigines and Australia. Have them look at the Inuits that are in North America. Have them look at the Indians or the Indian people of India and look at their skin complexion and the comparatives, and also in the Caribbean, and show them how they all are connected. And all the kids are like, I'm not going to say my last name, Mr. Michael. Oh my gosh, you make so much sense. And the last part I told them is that, you know, like you said, Christopher Columbus, he didn't even land in North America. He was in the Caribbean, in the Caribbean. And the last part, When I go around and ask the Hispanic kids, and this is what you do. Say, are you from Spain? They say, yes. Are you from Spain? They say, yes. Are you Spain? And you go on, and you correct them, say, you're not from Spain. And a lot of them don't even know where Spain is.
Right.
They don't even recognize that Spain, you know, the colonists, the conquerors, and stuff like that, are from Europe. They didn't know the capital. Mm-hmm. They know nothing about Christopher Columbus. They didn't know Christopher Columbus was Italian.
Yes.
And he worked for the Spaniards. And they say, oh, my gosh, nobody's ever taught us that. And when they go home and teach, or talk to their parents, the older people, they get mad with them.
Because people don't like to hear the truth, right, Michael?
So the thing is that not only do people from us here in America, people of color, don't want to be recognized as being a part of Africa, they don't want to be recognized as a part of Native. They want, it's this thing about everybody wants to be white.
Mm. I'm glad you put that on the table, Michael. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I could go on, but thank you.
No, but I appreciate you. Folks, from President Biden's proclamation, let me tell you, let me just read you something he wrote in this proclamation before I go to Dr. Abdullah, Niani, Ken, and Clarence. I'm quoting now. Today, we also acknowledge the painful history of wrongs and atrocities that many European cultures inflicted on tribal nations and indigenous communities. It is a measure of our greatness as a nation that we do not seek to bury these shameful episodes of our past, that we face them honestly, we bring them to the light, and we do all we can to address them. It is not Christopher Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day. It is not Italian Heritage Day / Indigenous Peoples Day. It is Indigenous Peoples Day, period. And this day is specific because this was a day given to Christopher Columbus, and we are taking back what does not belong in the hands of a rapist and a murderer and restoring it to people that, because of him coming to this area, it opened up an era of European exploration, violence, murder, and oppression for the indigenous people in this part of the world. We have Dr. Abdullah on the phone. How are you, sir?
Dr. K. Wise Whitehead, it's indeed, I'm just burning up here with this topic today.
Yes.
It turns out, I heard the brother earlier, the teacher, he seemed to be on track.
Yes.
However, the prior caller had some things mixed up there. And
yes.
I wanted to kind of set the record straight. And use my time efficiently, having studied Egyptology at Morehouse, we had the privilege of having Dr. Cheikh Tadiop,
yes,
from Senegal. He came over here, and his thesis was Africa is the cradle of civilization. And this is supported by two Caucasian anthropologists, Dr. Charles Leakey and his son, who supported him when he got his dissertation in Sorbonne, Paris. I want to also declare that the brother needs to read They Came Before Columbus,
yes,
by Dr. Ivan Van Sertima.
Yes.
And we need to put our history out there. Africa is where it all started. And we moved east into the Aboriginal areas with Australia and New Zealand. We moved northeast into India and China. We moved northeast, and this can be validated. There's some research done by a professor from Denmark called The History of Mankind, where he traced our Y chromosome all the way northeast into Russia, and we came over into the Americas when the Bering Strait was frozen over, that we walked across.
Yeah, walked right across
Russia
here.
Into the Americas. So we've been here from time immemorial, and the idea that we're going to give all that credit to someone who was supported by Africanus Vespucius, who was on the vessel that Columbus sailed on, giving him the navigation toward this part of the world. But as it was said, he never made it to America. He was in the Caribbean. Trinidad, the island from which I was born, and the name Trinidad is three mountains that Columbus said he saw and named it Trinidad. Three sisters.
Yes.
So
the
he
lies.
He don't deserve the credit that the nation wants to bestow upon him. We should be acknowledging the natives who have been discriminated against from time immemorial through history, with education, health, and what have you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much. Folks, we're going to hold it here. Indigenous Peoples Day, Columbus Day, Italian Heritage Day. Those are the three on the table. Only one of them is correct. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Welcome to Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead. Welcome to a show on the lies that our teachers taught us, starting with lie number one. Christopher Columbus in 1492 sailed the ocean blue and discovered America, and that he discovered America in the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and while he was at it, he proved the earth wasn't flat. Wrong, wrong, and wrong on all accounts. All three of those are lies. About Christopher Columbus, here's where we reach a middle point. Because what we're discovering and what is important to put on the table is what we've been taught about history in so many ways. It's just a series of lies designed to keep us oppressed, designed to keep our minds focused towards what should be lifted up or what we're told should be lifted up, European culture. It makes us feel that we are a race. It's on purpose that we are not included here in the history of this country. And now we're talking about Christopher Columbus. President Joe Biden on Friday became the first president in his proclamation to mention Indigenous Peoples Day. Put that forward. Folks are upset. What are you doing? How dare you look to name it? We have to keep Columbus Day. Why? Why should we keep Columbus Day? Someone who never even set foot in North America. We're giving him a day for what? Why are we lifting him up, given his legacy, given what he did, and given the fact that when he journeyed into this part of the world, he ushered in an age of European exploration of the Western Hemisphere that led to murder and oppression for Indigenous people. It's time to right the wrong. And starting with that, let's move away from Columbus Day. And let's not switch to Italian Heritage Day. I do not have a problem with the Italian community. In fact, I respect all communities. I'm saying this particular day, October 11th, remove Columbus Day, make it Indigenous Peoples Day like it should be, and then we can look for another day for Italian Heritage Day. It should be a day for Italian Heritage Day, just not this day. 410-319-8888. Let's talk about it. Let's see where we are. We know it's going to be hard for us to agree on this one. Here's a little background I want to give you before I go to a clip into the callers. If you go back and you take a look at Italian American history, Columbus represents a different legacy. And this is according to Andre Dimino, the director of the Italian American One Voice Coalition. He stated that Columbus became a symbol of pride after Italians came to the United States in the late 1800s and experienced discrimination. He cited one of the largest single-day lynchings in the country that happened in New Orleans in 1891, when 11 Italian Americans were killed. After that, as part of an atonement or an apology to Italian Americans, they erected statues and had held celebrations for Columbus Day. Hear me when I tell you this is connected to something very specific, not connected to the lie that we've been told about him. 410-319-8888. Niani's on the phone. Niani, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
First thing I want to say is, first of all, I appreciate what you do. Keep doing what you're doing, sister, because you're educating people.
Thank you.
Now, as far as Columbus Day or Indigenous People Day, my opinion is it's Indigenous People's Day.
Yep.
Columbus, I'm trying to be brief here. And try not to get too excited, because I tend to do when I talk real fast. But Columbus was a lost person. He was looking for one thing. He found something else and did not know what it was, so he called it what he wanted it to be. That's lie number one. Lie number two is when we start repeating the lie. I remember hearing as a young child years ago, if you tell a lie often enough, people will begin to believe it.
Yeah.
And that is what has happened. We believe the lie. He was not a hero. He was a violent, brutal, awful person. And that should be known. And my final thing that I want to say, and I'm not a historian, I have not done a lot of research, but I believe, and I might be wrong, that the United States of America is the only country on this earth that celebrates its enemies.
Come on.
You will not go to North Korea and see statues and monuments erected to their enemies who were in South Korea.
Nope.
That's not going to happen. You're not going to go to Vietnam, to North Vietnam, and see monuments and heroes and buildings named after these people who were their enemies. They're not considered heroes. Why do we do that?
Yes.
What narrative is it that we need so badly in this country that we will take a lie, we will twist it, braid it, plait it, unplait it, flat twist it, and everything else to make it what we want it to be, and then call the people who perpetrated these crimes against humanity and against God, we call them heroes. What is that?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I am with, sister, let me just say amen, Niani. Let me say amen. Before I go to Ken, let me tell you this. I'm just going to keep putting information on the table. The reason why protesters have targeted Columbus, outside the fact that There's proof that he was a rapist and a murderer. He is accused of the genocide of indigenous people. A 2019 study published in the Journal of Quaternary Science Review estimated that between 1492, hello, we're told that Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and 1600, about 55 million people in the Americas died. European exploration resulted in murder and violence against indigenous people. There is a group called the Taino people. They were virtually wiped out in the decades after Columbus first arrived on the island of Hispaniola, where Haiti and the Dominican Republic sit today. So according to people from the indigenous community, they said that when the statues come down, it's like a weight being lifted off their chest, because we are celebrating someone who is a reminder of the murder and slaughter of their people. Why do we do that? Take off Columbus Day altogether. Indigenous Peoples Day is what we should be celebrating. Why? As a way of turning this tide and educating people about the indigenous history that's part of the land. Do you know whose land you sit on? I'm just asking. Do you know? Because we should be teaching this in school. 410-319-8888. I have Ken, Clarence, Bill, and Tony. Ken, how are you? Ken, are you with us? All right, let's move on to Clarence.
Hello.
Hello, is that Ken or the Clarence?
No, it's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
I didn't know if I was next in line. He never asked me my name.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. They wrote down Ken. How you doing, Kevin?
No, I'm doing fine. This is the second time I called. The first time I called was for Faraji Muhammad.
This is my
second time, and I listen to you all the time. This is the first time I call in, and you're on schedule.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
Listen, who was the last gentleman, the gentleman before the last one you spoke to, about that Columbus discovered America from a Western point of view?
Yes, I was trying to correct that.
First of all, and this is old, you can't discover something that already been discovered. So what is he talking about?
Right.
Because I got lost in that conversation right there.
Right. That's why I said, let me just correct that, because you can't discover something and there are people already living there. Like, you can't do that. All right. Thank you so much, Kevin. We have Clarence on the line. Clarence, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, Dr. K. I'd just like to say that, you know, I've been doing in and out of this for about the last 10 or 15 years. And the story is much bigger. When you get to Columbus, that's just the tail end of the story. This story about the discovery of America goes back as far as the Crusades and what the Knights Templars were looking for. It is a story that goes back all the way to the 1100s, when you read the journals of Sir Henry Sinclair.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dana Muir, M-U-I-R, was the one that found those journals. And in those journals, they talk about how Europeans had been visiting America hundreds and hundreds of years before Columbus was even born. Now, the knowledge that Columbus knew what he was looking for, he knew that something was there. He just didn't know how to get there or exactly. I think his voyage was just a crapshoot, and he stumbled on America. The same way with Cortez. Now, Cortez was different. Cortez had prior information that, hey, there are a lot of Native Americans there, and they got a lot of gold. Okay, so Columbus was just a bumbling idiot that kind of like stumbled onto something based on a clue that he had. And also, when you look at where Columbus was from, Columbus supposedly, as far as my research has uncovered, he was from Genoa, or Genoa in Italian. And the rumor is, in circles that I travel, that he was a Genoese Jew.
Mm-hmm.
So that throws even another scary aspect onto the story about his nationality and Italian history and all of that. You know, but this, it's a much larger story. And for you, Dr. K, whenever you get a chance, look at those this story by Dr. Dana Mirror, who, you know, has deciphered those journals that were back to the 1800s. And then you can kind of move forward and run into Columbus by accident, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But thanks for taking the call,
No problem. Thank you very much. Folks, I asked you a little while ago, and this is before I go to Tony J. Tyrone, do you know whose land you stand on? So I know that here I am in this area of Maryland. We are located on the unceded land of several indigenous groups, including the Piscataway and the Susquehannock. They were dispossessed of their lands through the direct and indirect violence of settler societies, colonialism, and genocide. Historical processes which are ongoing and which the Catholic Church and many of its members have actively participated. This is something that I put it in my syllabus. It is not something I'm making up on the spot. I'm not exposing it for the first time on this show, so it's no aha gotcha moment. If you pull up my syllabi from where I've been teaching for years, that is a statement on my front page in italics, because I want students to know, and I say, I make this acknowledgement to offer my respect to all indigenous peoples who have continued to live in this place. I also call on my students, and I call on you, to recognize the colonial systems that have shaped this nation and from which all of us have benefited. So that may not seem like a lot. I think it is. I think it's a lot to be able to say, you know what? We got to talk about this. Let's just put it on the table. Whose land are we standing on, and why is that important? And as Black folks, hear me, we should be doubly concerned, because we have to understand that until they get right with the indigenous community, for real, how do we ever expect them to get right with us? We are all connected, folks. Tony's on the line. Tony, how are you? Tony, are you with us?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Yes. I am someone who believes in respecting other people, and I'm glad to see that Biden did what he did, Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm glad to see the Washington team, they could have come up with a better name than that, changed their name from the Indians.
Right.
But my question is, and I may get my answer. I've been meaning to read that book, They Came Before America.
Yes, They Came Before Columbus.
So many books, so little time, but I'm going to get to it. But the answer to my question may be there. And my question is, we know that Africa was called Kemet before Africanus, the general, renamed it.
Right.
What was North America called? What did the indigenous people call themselves?
Oh. That's very interesting.
That's where we are, a multicultural melting pot. We should respect what people want to be called. So we should ask them.
What I think that's actually a good point. I think that's a good point, because we know that America is named after Amerigo Vespucci, the Italian explorer who set forth this revolutionary concept that the lands of Christopher Columbus settled in and sailed in were part of a different continent. So what was America before America was America is really what we're talking about, right?
Exactly.
What were we before?
We know that Africa was Kemet before it was renamed. So America Vespucci renamed it to America, but what was it called before that? I would just like to know.
That's
maybe some of your very educated listeners can call in and tell. I appreciate you, Dr. K.
I love that question. Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
I mean, folks, if you think about Amerigo Vespucci and the fact that in being called America, it's a Latinized version of Amerigo, that there was a map that was created in 1507 by Martin Waldseemuller, and that's, I'm trying to remember the spelling, Waldseemuller. He was the first one to create this map back in 1507, and he was the first to depict the new continent with the name America, a Latinized version of Amerigo. Think about that, folks. We are in land that does not belong to us, that we renamed and claimed it as our own. If black folks don't see the connection here between us and these struggles in this country, we are standing on land, and you can have people who are not of color telling people, everybody, go back where you belong. Go back to your own land. This land belonged and still belongs to indigenous people. Whose land are you standing on? 410-319-8888. Tyrone's on the phone next. Tyrone, how are you?
Right. How's it going, Doctor?
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. How you doing? Okay, good conversation. And for the gentleman that spoke earlier, if the Indians were going to name his land, it would have thousands of different names because there were thousands of tribes of different languages. So it was not possible for them to come upon an agreed name for America. But in the same way that the Europeans got together and said, okay, we're going to settle on this Latin name, he would go, I'm from France, or I'm from Great Britain, we're going to settle on this. So that's how these things happen. And a lot of it was to help white supremacy along in the first place. But Columbus was no hero. Columbus brought slavery to the land. Basically, what he did when he got here is he was looking for gold, you know, to help with to fund his voyages. And a lot of them, he knew the world was not flat. And most of the scientists around that time knew the world was not flat. They had something called small earth theory. Mm-hmm. And that's what he was basing his voyages upon, which meant that if you can get to India, they used to go to India, trade with India by going around the Horn of Africa. But they figured out from the Africans that they traded with that you could probably get to India, the world is round, and you could probably get to India from going in the opposite direction and just circling the earth. And that's what he was trying to do. That's why he called the Native Americans that he met Indians.
Right. That's what he thought he was.
When he got there, he started looking for gold. He said, you know, they were wearing gold. So he enslaved them to get gold to bring back to the queen of Spain to help finance his exploration. And that led to a large slave trade. And he killed 50,000 Tiano Indians the first year of that trade. And it got so vicious that if they didn't bring back enough gold, he would chop their hands off. Sort of like what they were doing in the Congo.
Yes.
So that you know to bring back enough gold. And they basically exterminated all the Indians from that island that they so-called discovered. So I think it was like 2 million people.
Now, thank you for putting that on the table.
Huh?
I said, no, I'm thanking you for filling in the pieces of the history. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to make it note that Columbus was no hero.
Not at all.
He actually brought slavery to the world. And he was brought back to Spain, as a matter of fact, in chains, him and his brother, at the end of his, because they made him governor of all the lands he discovered. And he was so brutal that he was recalled to Spain. He even enslaved European Spaniards.
Yeah, they said he was. Said he was brutal.
I just wanted to add that.
He was brutal.
He's no hero.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, folks. There is an old indigenous creation story, and in the indigenous creation story, America is referred to as Turtle Island. And that was the question that one of my callers just had. What was America called before it was called America? Well, according to this indigenous creation story, it was called Turtle Island by indigenous peoples in Canada, United States, as well as some indigenous rights activists. We have Jay on the phone, then Larry and Mr. E. Jay, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing, Mrs. Cam? Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I had one thing I wanted to make a statement was what my mother used to always say is you got to get your own. So I was thinking about with that book that came before Columbus and Ivan Sertiman.
Yes, Ivan Van Sertiman.
Yeah, he said that we were coming to Africans were coming to America with the land there. They were coming there and dropping things. They had a trade thing where they would leave things and just pick things up.
Yes.
And they would leave for them. They didn't even have to even communicate as much as they knew each other that well. They were trading. And the one thing the natives were upset about, they said, well, you brought the European with you. You know, we didn't want you to bring them to show us, you know, this land. We were happy with the trade. And people were living there. We were interacting. We were marrying them, they was, you know, people were interacting like that. We had a good relationship. And what I got to the point was, I'm trying to say, is that when we get to a point where we have to ask somebody for something, that's what I want to have the, you know, I want to have a conversation where we have to ask to be something to be done. We shouldn't ask for nothing. We should have our own things where we as a people demand or not demand. We don't have to ask them for anything. This is our land. This is the land that we were here before them. So why are we asking for things? A name of a day and stuff like that. We should already just, you know, do it. We should already, you know, we need our own things like we had before. We need our own towns, you know.
Right.
That's my point. You know what? My mother said, get your own. That's what we have to do. We need to get tired of just asking for things from a people that really don't, they really don't own anything. This is a corporation for me. That's the way I look at it.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Folks, two books on the table. They Came Before Columbus by Dr. Ivan Van Sertima. That's been mentioned a couple of times. There's another one by Charles Mann, an author. Before Columbus, the Americas of 1491. We have Larry on the phone, then Mr. E. Larry, how are you?
Hello, Dr. K. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Good. Yep. Thanks for having me. My question is, everyone always speaks about the atrocities of Christopher Columbus. But what about the people who financed his expedition?
Yes.
And my understanding from all that I've read through the years is that it was the Queen who really took the money from the Jews and the Muslims that lived in and controlled the banks in Spain before 1492.
And we know we're never going to be able to hold the crown accountable for their participation in what happened. I'm not sure if that's ever going to happen.
That's
going to be very difficult to do. We're just trying to fight now just to get Indigenous Peoples Day, to be able to hold the crown, the queen, that whole system over there, to hold them accountable for their part in that. That's going to be very difficult to do, I think. I could be wrong, but I think it's going to be hard. Maybe one thing at a time. Let's see if we can get America on board first.
Alrighty.
All right, thank you very much. Here's a third book for you, folks. Christopher Columbus and the African Holocaust by John Henry Clark. Mr. E is on the phone. Mr. E, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. As I was listening, and as you know, education is the key.
Yes.
And understanding the root of this problem, we understand Mr. Columbus was a political man, first of all.
Yes, he was.
And he went to England and subscribed to this plan to go get booty from the newfound Turtle Island because he discovered this map that the Muslims had.
Yes,
the Muslims were, remember, they were seafaring people also.
Oh, I like that you're putting that on the table. You're taking it all the way back for people.
Right. They were seafaring people. And it said that's the reason why, well, one of the reasons California was discovered, and there is a black queen. Well, there's California Indians were known to have afros and pick their hair with afro picks.
Yeah. I heard that as well.
A lot of people don't realize this, and they try to keep it a secret. But my family is actually Cherokee. My grandfather speaks Cherokee. There's a lot of black Indians, and they don't want you to know that. And they'd rather say that you are from Afro or black African descent, because that would take out of the statement of you having land. But once you realize that you may have one drop of Native American blood in your body, this land belongs to who?
Yep, that's the thing.
So therefore, it's very political, and we have to be very diligent in our understandings and studies, because it's almost like talking in court, and they're talking a language that we don't understand.
I like that you're saying that because it is part, it's connected to a bigger struggle. It's connected. I was speaking to a professor, Dr. Mia White, and she was talking about how with black folks, you have one drop of black blood, and we know you were considered to be tainted. It was completely different in the indigenous community. You actually had to prove all the way through your connection to your tribal group. Why? Because it was about land and about erasure.
I'm going through the same thing right now with the northern band or the North Carolina band of Cherokee. They won't accept me into the northern in the Cherokee band there, but Oklahoma will. And my grandfather's name is on the Cherokee doll and the doll's rolls. And they said I would have had to tried to subscribe to the be part of the Cherokee Nation before I was 17. And please explain to the people the $5 Indians, because that's what's running the show. It's all about money.
It is about money. Do you have time? Thank you so much, Mr. E. Do we have time for more phone call? We got to go. We have one more. Let's go to T. T, how are you? Hello, T. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
There's an abundance of information that we don't know. But one thing I do want to point out to all of us that are indigenous to this land is that, one, nothing is going to stop until we stop really recognizing ourselves as black, okay?
Okay.
We're not black. We're not American. We are the indigenous people of this land. And as long as we continue to classify ourselves as black, which is considered as a slave, that is exactly what they're going to treat you as. If you consider yourself a U.S. citizen, if you accept that Social Security number, their employee identification number, accept their birth certificate, which is a manifest under England's laws as a birthing, which is a manifest, because a ship comes into port, it's called birthing. And that manifest for that ship is nothing but that birth certificate. Until we actually stop,
all right. Thank you so much, T. I appreciate you. Folks, we're going to have to hold it there. When we come back, let's continue our conversation from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Lies our teachers taught us. More on this topic when we return.